Have you done a cruise ship review of the food? Some of those are really good.
I hear some of them are wonderful. And a friend, colleague of mine, was on a ship with some friends, and she said, once you kind of get into the rhythm of the thing, is so much. They were having lobster one night, and one of the women said, "Can I have another lobster?" And of course, the answer was yes.
Yeah.
And here it comes. I am not a sailor. I can't really handle ocean.
Oh, you get a little seasick, do you?
I get a little seasick thinking about it. I get majorly seasick. Actually, I've been on the Gulf of Mexico a couple of times, and I was having a loud conversation with the sea creatures before I lost sight of land.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know it's a real. It's because my wife went sailboating with our friend and her parents on their boat, and they were out in the lake, and it got super choppy, and they were going up and down with the waves, and my wife was like, "Whoa, do it again!" So she could be in one of those NASA training centrifuges and be okay, and I get a little queasy watching reruns of Flipper.
Could you do a river cruise on the Seine with us?
That's what
Kelly
I would
cruises?
Like to do. That is my sweet spot, in nautically speaking.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's still not too late for you to call 630-990-1111.
Let me write that down.
And join the folks at Kelly Cruises at kellycruises.com. Brenda and I will be leading an excursion of people at the end of July through the first week of August on the 75-year anniversary of D-Day. We'll go from Paris up the Seine to Normandy and spend 2 days there. The food and the wine on that boat, we've been on this line before. Unbelievable. And they'll be sampling local wines along the way. So,
my understanding is France has some good local wines.
I haven't heard, but I'm willing to find out.
Sure. That's the thrill of its discovery.
Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com/dining or in print. A couple of things to talk to you about. Here's your review of Siam Marina's globe-trotting menu is a delight wherever it's located.
Right.
What's that all about?
Well, I've had several locations over the last 25 years in the South Suburb. They opened up a small storefront in Calumet City about 25 years ago, then expanded into a second location, same name, in River Oaks Mall, also in Calumet City. And then after a while, they just made it strictly River Oaks and closed the first place. Then they got forced out of River Oaks and after several months, found a new place in Tinley Park. And through it all, the chef and owner, Tammy Pham, has cooked kind of a Pan-Asian sort of thing, but she'll throw in a little French fusion from time to time. So she'll do a duck dish, but she'll do it with duck confit rather than just, say, a stir-fried duck. And it's one of those menus that has 75 choices and that sort of thing, which can be off-putting at first. But actually, the cooking is real good, and it's a very pretty place. And they have live music twice a month.
Oh, no kidding. This is Siam Marina on Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park. So I know you just described the cuisine, but if you had to hang it on one hat, it would be Asian fusion, would you say?
I would say Pan-Asian with a side dish of fusion. Because there are really only about six dishes on the menu that are truly what you'd call fusion dishes. Most of it, there's a lot of traditional Thai. There's a lot of traditional Vietnamese. There's some Chinese thrown in there. So you can have your egg rolls and you can have your green curry. And then maybe you can have a tenderloin in a French sauce.
That strategy will lead you to the to die for pork shank. Now, those weren't your words. That's actually what it's called for on the menu, right?
That's what the menu says, to die for pork shank.
But that's clever of their part because Phil Vitale wrote about their to die for pork shank. But that's not you saying it's to die for. That's what they call it.
Right. That's why I put it all in caps.
You
that's
say
just
it's a traditional pork belly dish made instead with braised shank. There's plenty of fall off the bone pork and julienned vegetables in a rich coconut fortified broth. Signature fish cakes delight, again their words, is a riff on crab cakes made with minced fish and panko, served over greens with a tart mustard sauce. You liked the food here, didn't you?
Yeah, actually what I had tasted very well, good.
Very good. You gave it one star, but for you that's not a bad rating.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, it's one of those kind of things where you get, depending on what you're ordering, the accompanying vegetables are going to be the same all the time, every day, and so there's some There's a ding or two in there.
Well, but so that's
overall,
the thing.
Definitely go.
Here's my advice to people that are opening restaurants or running them. Less can be more. When I see a menu with 100 items, mm-hmm. I think less about your ability or confidence. To me, 100 items is like, oh, I don't know, try something.
Right.
If you had 10 items, I'd feel like you really focused on those, and those are rock solid. You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly. You start worrying about loss of focus. You start worrying about you can't possibly be cooking everything, that many dishes, completely fresh every time. On the other hand, they've been in business for 25 years, so obviously they have an audience that really likes it, and maybe there's some a lot of those dishes they can't get off the menu because everybody says, hey, what happened to, you know,
that couple one? Of texts from our listeners. 815 says, talk about Katana, please. K-A-T-A-N-A.
Yes. Katana. It's Los Angeles-based chain that does mostly Japanese food. It's in River North, right by the House of Blues,
uh-huh.
where Webbin 36
oh, right downtown.
Was, right, Webbin 36 used to be. And yeah, it's very sleek. It draws a really well-dressed crowd, and the stuff off the hot station, especially the hot Japanese dishes, is just terrific.
Huh, that's Katana. And it's downtown.
Yeah, they're open about a year or two.
John, can you ask Phil where I can get Armenian Lahmacun. What are you, Turkish? Is that what you're telling me? Yeah. On the north and northwest side of Chicago. Okay, I don't know if you can answer that.
I cannot answer that.
Ella, I can.
Okay,
all right.
Now my Turkish producer
here.
Will now answer that question.
There are a few places that are in the northern parts of Chicago. Ravenswood, there's a place called Eye Cafe, which makes a pretty good lahmacun. And so Armenian lahmacun is also Turkish lahmacun. And it's also served at ZZ's in Lincoln Park. And Turquoise, which is in Roscoe Village.
Turquoise in Roscoe mm-hmm. Village. In Turkish, how would I order that? If the waiter came up and I said I'd like a glass of water, two dill pickles, and some lahmacun, how would I say that in Turkish?
How you just said it. Oh, you want me to speak Turkish?
In Turkish, what would that sound like?
Hold on. Bir bardak su, iki tane turşu ve bir lahmacun lütfen.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
That sounds so much better.
It
doesn't
does,
it?
Doesn't it? It sounds like, I don't know what she's having, it's but just, I'd like
exactly,
some of that.
Exactly. Either that or I'm just going to point to the menu. So.
Some great, thank you, Elif. Some Great Lakes Beard Foundation nominees. Phil Vitale is also writing about. Oh, and let's just do this for fun. 312-981-7200. Some of you are texting or calling your questions and comments. Last time you were on, we said, give us the dish that you most love, right?
Right.
Remember, you got to go to the place and try the
right.
thing?
The dish and the location.
So if there's a place that you want to champion, the mm-hmm. dish and location, so it's like, oh my God.
You have to try the blank at blank.
The cinnamon rolls at Ann Sather.
Exactly.
You can get eggs anywhere, but go there for that one thing.
Exactly.
Boom. It could be a fine dish. It could be a silly dish. Whatever it is, we'll take your calls. We have some from the last time that you texted them in as well. 312-981-7200. Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. Phil, any pasta dish at Monteverde?
Monteverde, yes.
This person says, go there for that.
That's their specialty. They do creative pastas. They do traditional pastas. That's Sarah Gruneberg, who was a semifinalist, but not unfortunately a nominee for Outstanding Chef of the Nation this year. She won James Beard Foundation Great Lakes Chef 2 years ago.
Your recommendations include any pasta dish at Monteverde.
Yes.
The Mexican beef stew at Don Juan's. Don't know about that.
That's Patrick Concannon's place. I haven't been there in a year or two, but
this listener
up
says,
in Edison Park, it's very good.
I go there for that.
All right.
The brisket sandwich at Hog Wild in Midlothian.
I have not been to Midlothian in many a year, but I'm always down for a brisket sandwich.
How about it? I mean, really, a brisket sandwich anywhere. Come right. to my house, have a brisket sandwich.
Okay. Don't dry it out, and I'm a happy guy.
Best thing you ever had. Bruna's for carbonara?
I assume it's spaghetti carbonara. It's a traditional Italian dish. Bruna's is one of the... one of the 24th and Oakley Street area, the heart of Chicago Italian restaurants. Been around for a long time, and they do a great job.
For a real good meal, Cracker Barrel and Blackberry Cobbler.
Okay.
We'll take your word for it.
You're on the highway. You got to eat. You know, you can't always skulk around looking for the best places.
Hey, there was a big hoo-ha in Joliet about them not yet having an Olive Garden, and they're worried and ticked about that down in Joliet. So sometimes those chains serve a purpose.
Sometimes you catch a break, Joliet. Sorry.
Don't look a gift breadstick in the mouth.
That's right. Yeah. You had me at breadsticks, at unlimited breadsticks. Am I right?
Phil, tell me, I've got a minute left here. What's the latest on the James Beard Awards?
The nominations came out today. These are the final five in the various 21 categories that the James Beard Foundation recognizes. And we did okay. We had the Boca Group, all those Boca restaurants. That group did very well. The owners, Kevin Boehm and Rob Katz, were nominated yet again in the Outstanding Restaurateur category. This is the fourth straight year they've been nominated. Boca Restaurant had its pastry chef, Meg Gallis, nominated. This is her third nomination in 4 years.
That's what happens.
And Lee Wolin, the chef of Boca, was nominated for Best Chef Great Lakes, and we're hoping four is a charm for that guy.
So the Boca Group, is there a restaurant called Boca, or do I get? So that's where I need to go.
Yeah, the one on Halstead, that's their flagship. That's what started. As I mentioned, the owners are Kevin Boehm and Rob Katz, and Boca is the first two letters of their respective last names.
Right.
Boca.
Okay.
And they also have Girl and the Goat, all the other Stephanie Izard restaurants. They have
Belmore. And that group was nominated for?
They were nominated for Best Restaurateur, and they should win. They should have won 2 years ago, but I keep hoping they'll win this year.
James Beard Award nominees, Great Lakes Region, ChicagoTribune.com/dining. Phil Vitale's on it, as always. Lots of calls, lots of texts. We'll take more time for the calls and texts next time, I promise. I like your suggestions for meals and Phil's flash commentary on them. We'll do that again next time.
All right.
Nice to see you, Mr. V. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Phil Vitale.